Mike McCraney's passport will be getting a workout in the next 2 years as he advocates for U.S. soybeans around the globe. McCraney is a soybean farmer from Claremont, South Dakota, and was recently selected as the vice chair of the U.S. Soybean Export Council. McCraney explains this organization, whose acronym is USEC, is tasked with finding markets for soybeans outside of the U.S.
We meet with customers. We try to find those areas where we know we have some inroads into to markets, build relationships, whatever it takes to try to move move the pile.
While farmers are busy planting and caring for their crops, USEC is working behind the scenes, creating connections with customers. McCraney and dozens of other growers often welcome international trade teams to their farms, showcasing soybean farmer commitment to raising high-quality soybeans. In the off-season, many of these farmers travel abroad, strengthening ties to the people who purchase U.S. soybeans. McCraney has found doing business with someone you know means a great deal to many customers.
Especially in Southeast Asia. It's all about relationships in Southeast Asia. They like to do business year in and year out with people that they know and build those relationships with.
Currently, USEC is active in 82 countries worldwide. Over the next 2 years, McCraney hopes to represent his friends and fellow farmers globally, putting a face to the American farmer while driving demand for U.S. soybeans. The soybean checkoff, along with matching funds from USDA and industry, fuels USEC's market development work, elevating preference for U.S. soy around the world. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.